We're live from the practice fields outside of Everbank Field. Training camp 2016 is underway, and we're live on Jaguars.com. Welcome in. J.P. Shadrick with you. A nice, warm Florida day to get things going in 2016, the first practice of the season. Here's what's up today on Jaguars.com Live. Training camp, yes, is finally here after a long off season. We can get back to football starting today. This practice is open to season ticket members only. And, of course, this will show team periods today. Coming up, a team run period, 12 plays, three different levels of the offense, and then a team pass period. And we're joined now by Brian Sexton, senior correspondent. This is, what, number 22
with the Jaguars, 23 if you count 99, 94. Well, we were out bouncing around looking at every training camp. So yeah. It all seems to run together.
It's been a while. I'm not going to tell you how old I was then when
you
started.
No, I know you were a snot-nosed little brat back then, but
still now. maybe I still am.
You know, training camp does elicit the same response on opening day, and that is excitement, genuine excitement. Normally, I look at the people who come sit in these hot stands, you know, for training camp, and I think, wow, why do you do that? The first day, though, don't question it, because I, too, am very interested, even intrigued by what this team has to offer this year.
There's a lot going on, a lot of new faces around here, especially on the defensive side. Let's start with that, I guess. We'll get to the team run period coming up. But defensive overhaul this year started on the coaching staff with a new defensive coordinator, free agency. You brought in a lot of new names there. And a lot of new guys are going to start on defense this year.
Well, as many as six. And then, obviously, you're talking the Jaguars will play 17, 18, 19 guys. So not just figuring out who the starters are, but who the role players are and how they factor in and when they factor in. And, you know, look, when you and I started working together, it took a little while to figure out how you communicate and what you need. Well, now these guys have to do it very, very quickly and under duress on the heat of the training camp field and in the four preseason games. They got to figure it out fast.
Yeah, and they'll have to do that in a hurry, no doubt about it. Offensively, not a lot of additions, at least in personnel on that side of the ball. A lot of expectations on that side of the ball.
Well, the passing attack showed last year what it's capable of being. And Bortles threw 35 touchdowns to set a franchise record, but had 18 interceptions. And so, you see where the potential for him to complete better than 58.6% of his passes. You know, there's a lot of room for growth, plus Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. This is really just going to be their second full season together. What does Lee bring to the table? Here's what I'm interested in, and we're going to see it. How can the running game offset it? Because I think one of Blake Bortles' great strengths, though we haven't seen it enough consistently, is play action. Because the Jaguars' running attack just didn't make anybody pause.
That's right.
Well, now, if you've got Chris Ivory and T.J. Yeldon, and you're just not sure what they're bringing on any given play, well, that's going to hold the safety. That's going to allow Hurns or Lee or Thomas or whoever just that extra half second to get that step that it takes to throw it open. I think the running attack is the offensive story of this training camp, because what it does is it opens up the passing attack. And obviously Chris Ivory and Kelvin Beachum are the two guys that we're talking about there. And, of course, the move to center for Brandon Linder.
That's right. Those are the two new additions, at least. Let's mention Beachum while we're here. The first day of training camp, that will be a storyline going through. Beachum versus Jokel. I guess Bradley said yesterday that they'll both get time at guard as well, and likely whoever is not the left tackle will be the left guard here. Any early thoughts on that?
Well, I think Beachum is – let me start over. I think Luke Jokel has tremendous talent. I mean, I go back to when he was drafted, and Tony Boselli was talking about how he drops his hips and slides and does everything you want a tackle to do. Mm-hmm. And Beachum obviously was a seventh-round pick. And so the difference in talent, I think, is noticeable. However – it's the dog. It's the attitude that Beachum plays with that we've never really seen from Luke. Now, I've had occasion to see and spend some time with Luke through the offseason, and he keeps talking about that's what his mentality is and that's what he's working on. Well, that's going to be the key to him. It's not going to be whether or not he can drop his hips and slide and execute a block. It's going to be whether or not he can play with the intensity, with that nasty dog mentality that Kelvin Beachum is bringing. He better buckle up for it.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic competition throughout camp. Pads go on for the first time August 2nd, by the way. That's when you'll really start to see in the trenches what's going to happen down there.
Well, I'm interested to see, especially how hot it's been.
Yes.
Just how much of that we see. You know, I mean, teams have really gone to the cautious end of the spectrum when it comes to that kind of stuff. But by then, by Tuesday, when the pads are on, we really should have a sense of where is Kelvin Beachum's knee. Is he ready for that kind of contact? And the guy, I don't know, maybe it's me.
Brandon Linder was a real reason why the Jaguars couldn't run the ball, especially in the tight red area last year. Losing a player of his caliber, and he is not a Pro Bowl caliber player, he is an All-Pro. First team, Associated Press, All-Pro caliber player. You don't lose a guy like that and get better. And they couldn't move the ball forward. Now he's got the ball in his hands on every play. I'm excited to see what he brings because he is a tremendous player.
This is the start of a team run period. 10 run plays, 2 pass plays, 12 plays total. You'll see some ones, some twos, some threes in that order. This is ones versus ones for the first time in 2016 training camp. T.J. Yeldon getting the first team rep today at running back. It takes the handoff right. A penalty flag on the first snap of training camp.
Well, I tell you what, we just saw Malik Jackson's power now because he pushed A.J. Can backwards 2 steps. Now, again, you're not going full tilt here, but Can knows where the ball's going, and so you'd think he would have the advantage in a drill like this. And Malik Jackson just showed why he's worth a big contract because he plays with great power and leverage.
Gus Bradley said yesterday he lost like 10 or 15 pounds in the time since he's been here last.
I think if you come down here and work out in this heat, you think that might be a smart move.
Chris Ivory in the backfield. Play fake to him. Bortles rolls right, throws high and incomplete, looking for Allen Robinson.
Little play action. That is going to be the thing that takes this offense to the next level. I am absolutely certain of it. To have him with that ball on his hip and the safety wondering, does the runner have it or does number 5 have it? And that's all the time Julius Thomas is going to need to beat the linebacker and make a first down reception.
Of course, the threat once Bortles gets outside, if there's nothing there, he can take off on his own, too. He has the ability to do that.
Of course, I'm assuming that the Jaguars will be able to run the ball effectively enough to make that all happen.
That would be nice. Handoff for Ivory to the right side with Mercedes Lewis out in front of him and Parnell. Not much room there.
No, you got to be careful to overanalyze these certain situations, but you're looking for the first step or two. Do they know where they're going, what they're doing? And again, Malik Jackson is a big, big guy. I mean, you see different measurements on guys. 6'5", 300 looks different, entirely different on some players. He's got broad shoulders, a narrow waist, long arms.
He is
every bit the player that the Jaguars need.
Listed at 6'5", 308 pounds officially. End around, Marquise Lee. And look who's there to push him out of bounds, the rookie out of Florida State, Jalen Ramsey.
And the guy right behind Ramsey, Dante Fowler Jr., who reacted to that play almost instantaneously and made his move. If Ramsey doesn't make the tackle on the sideline on a play like that, then Fowler Jr. does. And we'll talk about that 3 first-round pick triumvirate of Fowler Jr. and Ramsey, who were first-round picks, and Miles Jack, who should have been in many instances. In fact, some people thought that he was the best player in the draft overall.
Yes. One at each level of the defense this year.
People thought Fowler was perhaps the best player in the draft last year, too.
This is the second team. Chad Henne at quarterback. And Denard Robinson with the carry. Tyson Alualu is there.
Interested to see what Denard Robinson brings to the table this
year. It's a big camp for him in that kickoff return role especially. Is it him or is it Corey Grant who gets that job and the third, the fourth running back gig?
It sure is. When you go out and spend $6 million on a running back, if you're Denard Robinson or Corey Grant, you have to make this team. That hasn't been the case in recent years. They were talented enough relative to all the other backs in the room to be here. Now, a guy like Denard Robinson, who has nice hands and nice speed and good acceleration and moves, is a guy who really has to fight to win a job. That's where they've taken this roster.
That was Jonas Gray with the carry. Little cutback ability for Gray. Yannick Ngakoue is on the field right now with the second team defense, the rookie out of Maryland.
And this is a
hope for him too this year.
Well, and this is an area in particular where he has got to show that he belongs on the field. He said he was going to get stronger. He said he was going to understand his assignment so that they could count on him to get some snaps in obvious run situations. All right, 250 pounds, what you got?
Play fake. Henne rolls left. Got a guy up in the air. That was Ngakoue right there.
Well, look,
nowhere to go for Chad.
For what it's worth, nice athleticism.
He can move. There's no doubt about that.
And he can leap, as he just showed us. But, son, keep your feet on the ground.
Ryan Davis on the field on the defensive line. He's playing a little bit of a different role. Actually, he's moved back to linebacker now, so he's getting some auto work this year.
Well, and for him and for Todd Wash and Gus Bradley, it's the chance to really throw different variations at your opponent, because Ryan Davis could do a lot of different things, line up with his hand on the ground and then drop back into that auto role. There's so much that you can do when they're as versatile as they apparently are at that spot.
Looks like that's about it for the second unit. So here comes Brandon Allen, rookie quarterback out of Arkansas, to run with the threes.
And this is a run drill, but Allen was terrific in OTAs. I mean, what an arm the kid has. You can see why they were excited about scooping him up at the end of the draft.
Fumbled the snap.
And that's a sixth-round pick in his very first practice in his very first training camp.
Yeah, this is where it'll get fun, the depth of this team, because you have a pretty good idea, even on defense, of the core guys are going to start most games. But it's the guys that they roll in after that. And this is where this depth will come in handy.
The number of packages that Todd Wash can seemingly put together, while not quite endless, is certainly varied and multiple. He will be able to get into his mad scientist role and create week to week, depending upon the opponent, depending on matchups. He's got talent. He has legitimate NFL talent out there. Now, the other side, and I've said this all offseason, it's going to take a little time for Fowler Jr., for Miles Jack, and Jalen Ramsey to learn to play with consistency. So they're going to look great in one game, maybe not so good the next. It may go play to play or quarter to quarter. Heck, it could even go series to series. But what you hope for is that by the time you get to November, they start to get it, and this defense is ready to take a bigger role.
Joe Banyard with the spin move. Banyard, one of those guys who's been around just a little bit, actually. Banyard in his fourth year out of Texas El Paso, but hasn't really been able to break through and hang on.
A little warm out here, huh?
Not really.
You're sitting in the shady spot.
Yeah, I'm in the shade behind the light pole. It is warm.
Warm.
And it's supposed to be warm all week long here if you're coming out to practice. Stay hydrated. Corey Grant is in the backfield. Hand off right. Broke through a hand tackle. And he's off to the races. So that'll do it for the team run period. Brian, we'll catch up with you a little later on Inside the Jaguars.
You got it. Look forward to it.
You can register for the scrimmage coming up, Family Night Scrimmage at Everbank Field, presented by Nickelodeon and Florida Blue. They'll set up a kid zone in the south end zone. The Jags and Nickelodeon teaming up this year. The gates open at 5:30. Scrimmage is free, but you must register at jaguars.com/Family Night. And one of the guys who will be there on Family Night is senior writer John Osher.
Oh, I'm a family guy, JP.
Yes,
I'm
you
all
are.
About family.
Good to see you, Johnny.
It's good to see you. Here
happy,
we are.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Training camp has begun. We're
nice,
about
cool
to begin.
Day. Fired up about that.
About to begin a team pass period. So we'll get a good look at the first team offense, first team defense in passing situations now, which last year was pretty good situation a lot of the time
sure.
for the Jags.
Well, I'm not sure how much you and Brian got into it, but it's not surprising that Jokel's working out of left tackle. They're keeping Beecham limited early. He's going to work individual today, it looks like, and not do much after that. Smart thing with the ACL. Mackenzie Bernardo is working it at left guard. Once Beecham gets back, you'll see Jokel and Beecham sort of rotating in and out. I expect a lot Jalen Ramsey working in the nickel on defense with the second team a little bit in that first drill.
Yep.
And all of the consternation and worry about Jalen Ramsey's knee, I don't know really how to judge full go in this kind of a practice, but he's pretty full to me.
Inside handoff for T.J. Yeldon, and not a lot of room there. Ramsey will head off to the sideline.
Yeah, and those two, Jack and Ramsey, they're going to have roles. And the first few days of camp and the first couple weeks of camp are going to be about figuring out exactly what those are. And everybody wants to know what they are. I don't know that they know exactly what they are yet. I mean, these guys have had three total practices in the NFL until today. So now is the time to start figuring it out.
Hearns, Robinson on the outside. Thomas, slot right. Looks like Rashad Green beside him also in the slot. Jonathan Cyprian playing close to the line, now drifts back. Bortles back to throw. Over the middle, has a man caught, Rashad Green.
And JP, I was going to say before that play, I think that's a package that you're going to see a lot on third down. I think they're going to try to figure out a way to get Marquise Lee involved on explosive early downs. He had a reverse earlier today. I think he's a first and second down receiver on the outside with Hearns on the inside, but they like Green's reliability, more of a pure slot receiver. So what you just saw just there may be something that gears more towards their third down package. Rashad Green, as much as we all talked about Marquise Lee in the offseason, Rashad Green is a guy who could have a much bigger year this year in his second year.
Bringing a second wave of receivers now, including Brian Walters. Bortles in the gun. Throws short, that is Walters. Short gain there for the
And on defense, interesting
receiver.
There, JP. I'm sorry, go ahead. On defense there, you saw Colvin in with Amukamara and House. They're going to work Colvin in the slot a lot. That's where he's going to play. And Gus said yesterday that'll happen early in camp. But then because of Colvin's suspension, which will be the first four games of the regular season, you may see him get less reps as they approach. Jalen Ramsey, I think, is going to be the slot guy early. The slot defensive back, nickel defensive back early. So you're going to see him get more reps, I think, as camp goes on and he gets used to the position.
Second team on the field. A handoff for Denard Robinson. It also means James Sample is on the field right now and playing strong safety. A lot of folks feel that he could compete with Sip for that role this year, but we'll see how camp goes with that. Remember, he missed all last year with an injury.
Yeah, and I think for him, JP, the missing all of last year with the injury part is the key. He got four games in and didn't get a whole lot of on-field time at the strong safety. So really like a rookie. So Cyprian's been in this thing. He's going into his fourth year. All of the talk that you've heard from the OTAs on has been these coaches really liking Cyprian. Now, I don't know if that's because they want to pump this up and say, this is our guy. It doesn't rule out Sample starting, but it's been notable how positively they talked about Jonathan Cyprian in this new role. They think he's going to be helped by the presence of Deshaun Gibson. With Sip, it's really a matter of you're not going to know it until it's live, because that's really been his bugaboo, is some key mistakes and key situations. Got to cut those out.
Marshall and McCray on the outside. Grotz in the slot now defensively at nickel.
And Miles Jack inside.
Threw it behind him.
Miles playing Jack pretty extensively with the second team middle linebacker. You know, that's where he's going to be. That's where he's going to be lining up in the base. And in the nickel, on the field all the time. But at first, he's going to be learning that position behind Paul Posluszny.
How about Posluszny's thoughts on Jack yesterday?
Well,
at the press conference?
It's pretty typical of Pod. I wrote this morning or last night for Jaguars.com. He's a pro's pro. He knows Jack is the future. Paz knows he's in his 10th year. I think Paz is going to be on the field a lot more than he's not this year. I think he's going to be on the field in the nickel more than people think. And as time goes on and as Jack sort of ingratiates himself into the lineup, I think that'll happen around Paz at first. And then by next year, I don't know what the future is going to hold for Paz here, but Jack's going to be on the field all the time, probably by the end of this season. Now, I don't know if that means in the middle or not for this season.
Find a role.
But they're going to figure out a way. You get the feeling looking at him, he's going to force his way onto the field. And that's not really a very definitive conversation about his role. But again, I think we're watching live him figure out what the role is. I don't think it's known yet.
Third team unit in now, Brandon Allen.
Well, and while they're out here, JP, I said on the radio a few minutes ago.
Overthrew him.
I was taking some photos for Twitter right at the start of practice. And I was trying to get some key guys, you know, Dante Fowler Jr., Jalen Ramsey, guys people would be interested in. And I realized that in a 2 or 3 minute period, I was not going to accomplish the task. Meaning Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, Dante Fowler Jr., Malik Jackson. Think about all the guys that people are expecting to be good players, people are interested in, who are dynamic, who have potential to be stars. Well, it was a pretty easy task to do that 3 years ago, JP.
Yeah,
I could
right.
maybe take one or two photos at the beginning, and that was it. So just such a different feel and such a different excitement. As I've written a lot, these guys still have to prove themselves. There's 8 guys out there who've never taken a snap for this team. But, boy, the potential is just so markedly different than it was. And the roster is so much deeper and more talented. Now they've got to figure out how to play together.
It's quite a challenge. So training camp is 4. And this
I thought
is
it was
day
just
one.
Sweating and trying to stay out of the
is
heat.
It?
I mean, that's kind of my... Everybody's got their priorities, I guess.
Maybe it's different for different people, right. I suppose. We're winding up the end of the team pass period. That'll do it for our coverage today once this period is complete.
And again, you're seeing Jalen working the nickel on Rashad Green. And Rashad Green got the reception there. It's going to be interesting to see how Jalen lines up. He's certainly going to be an outside corner at first. They didn't expect him to be inside this quickly, but you could feel that conversation changing after OTAs when they realized what he was grasping. And frankly, when they realized, hey, we've got a guy whose skill set fits the nickel here, and we need a nickel for the first 4 games. He's lining up there again. That's going to be, I think, where he goes the first 3 or 4 weeks.
And
because
most of the time
not?
He'll be on the field anyway
right.
in nickel situations. You're out there, what, 60% of the time?
And I know it's been said a lot, but
that
what
throw.
A different-looking athlete he is. Even warming up on the side, just a physical specimen for that position. Different guy.
One of the coaches told me today, every time I see him, he gets taller.
Yeah, it strikes you from looking at cornerbacks for years that here's a guy who's a tall cornerback, but if he wasn't a tall cornerback, he'd still be good. That's rare.
Well done, Johnny. We'll look for your writing a little bit later today on Jaguars.com.
If I don't pass out in the heat, you'll see that.
Stay hydrated,
right,
my friend.
I will.
John Osier, hey, you can come out and see practice throughout training camp. 11 total dates, including today, open to the public. Register at Jaguars.com/training camp practices. And note that the Tampa Bay practice registration is not yet open. That will be a separate registration coming soon. That'll do it for our coverage on Jaguars.com today. The live coverage of practice is done. If you're out here, you'll see the rest of it in person. We'll have this archived a little bit later on Jaguars.com. Inside the Jaguars coming up later today as well. John Osier's writing for everyone involved in the production of Jaguars.com Live. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching. This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.